The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In speaking to the Hispanic Caucus, Mr. Obama said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." There's only one thing wrong with his quote of the Declaration of Independence. He left out God. The actual wording of the Declaration is, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." This is typical of this current White House resident, who is more and more showing his true colors to be one who is against everything the Bible teaches. He has no commitment whatever to the biblical philosophy of America's founding fathers. It was not always this way in America. Only since 1947 have we been on this pathway. Up until then, America had openly acknowledged God's work in our land. But a very well thought out plan had been laid in the early 1900s to change the Christian worldview of America to atheism and socialism. The first overt act aimed at blocking the flow of that Christian foundation to the next generation came in 1947. The maneuver was done through a court case known as Everson versus Board of Education. In that case, the U.S. Supreme Court claimed that the U.S. Constitution, quote, "erected a wall of separation between church and state." This ruling became the basis for case after case, which has interpreted their interpretation to mean the church cannot influence the government. The courts constantly imply this was the intent of our founders in their writing of the Constitution. However, a careful study of the founders' writings and acts reveal that the Supreme Court had no basis whatever for ruling that the church has no right to influence the government. The founders believed God Himself had caused this nation to be born. George Washington, who was the president of the Constitutional Convention, looking back on it said, quote, "We may, with a kind of pious and grateful exultation, trace the finger of providence through those dark and mysterious events which first induced the states to appoint a general convention and then led them one after another into an adoption of the system recommended by that general convention." In fact, just 55 years before the 1947 ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court had stated in no uncertain terms what America was. In 1892, in the case Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, after reviewing hundreds of our government documents from the past, the High Court would state, "We are a Christian people." They listed many of the statements they had researched, but perhaps the most direct one they quoted was from the New York State Supreme Court. Chief Justice Kent, renowned commentator on the law, had stated in the case The Peoples versus Rugal, quote, "The people of this state, in common with the people of this country, profess the general doctrines of Christianity as the rule of their faith and practice. We are a Christian people," he said, "and the morality of the country is deeply engrafted upon Christianity. We find everywhere a clear recognition of this same truth." The Bible says, "Remember those who led you." Shouldn't we listen more to those who created this nation than to the Marxists who are trying to destroy what our founders created? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.